At the Farm Progress Show, I am visiting with New Holland with Mark Hooper here. And first of all, Mark, I just want to say a big thank you to New Holland for once again sponsoring our coverage of the show this year. I think this might be, we're almost going on a decade of doing this. It's hard to believe. But here, you just had a big announcement of new products, and this is the first place that farmers are getting to come out and see some of the new equipment. What are some of the key items you got out here on display?
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. We've got quite a few of our new products, and as we talked before, this is a significant model launch year for us, particularly in hay tools. We've got our new roll belt round baler full line up there that producers are going to get more efficiency, more productivity out of. Our new line of disc binds, our new self-propelled wind rowers, a new combine, a whole new product line for us, a T8 with smart tracks, a half track solution for those farmers that want the track but with the maneuverability. Just a number of new products, and in addition to that, we're celebrating quite a few milestones for the brand. Model year 15 will be our 120th year as a brand, 40 years in the round baler business, 40 years in the rotary combine business, and New Holland was the first one to launch a rotary combine 40 years ago. And with our wind rowers, it's 50 years. So it's our golden anniversary for the wind rower business. And to celebrate, we've got a golden wind rower that we're standing beside of for, you know, just to promote that 50th year in business. So New Holland is mostly all about hay tools, and we've been in the business a long time, and we're celebrating quite a few milestones related to that.
Well, we're closing out the first day here at Farm Progress Show. The weather kind of was looking a little bleak in the morning, but it's cooperated very well. Been a gorgeous day, and I think we've had a lot of people going through here. It certainly seems like here at the New Holland exhibit. Some of them have been invited in for a little bit of a social at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, our brand is so customer focused. I mean, I kind of like to talk about our brand when we're best when we roll up our sleeves, get alongside our customers, really talk to them, understand what they're up against, solutions that they're trying to solve on their particular operation. And so we celebrate them and their efforts to provide feed, fiber, and fuel for the world. And so we invited quite a few of them in for a specific event tonight just to socialize, to engage. We've got a whole new theater experience here at Farm Progress. They'll get a chance to see that. A lot of interactive displays with our precision farming and guidance, some of the biofuels, some of our new engine and transmission technology. So a whole lot of things for them to engage with and just to have a good social time here and to thank them for their business.
Well, you mentioned the theater. I wanted to get that in there, too, because, you know, it's often a little warm out here at the show, and it kind of got that way today, finally. But you've got an air-conditioned theater, so that's a big plus right there to come in and see a movie at the New Holland booth.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of nice to have a seat in the air conditioning with a cold bottle of water and watch a whole new 4D experience. So we try to involve all of the senses, sight, sound, feel, and also smell. And the whole theater experience, it really talks about our customers, how they use their products, and how they engage with us in a smart way to provide the productivity and the return on investment on their farm.
These are smart stories, if I get it right. And actually, if people come by the exhibit, they can share their story. You've got a screen set up. They get their photo taken. And it's just kind of a neat little tie-in with social media.
Yeah, and our smart stories, the way we've put that into the marketplace is lots of different ways, but it's really putting our customers front and center. The products, which we make great products, but the products are more in the background. So it's bringing that customer forward. And so we've got a green wall in here where customers can come along, take their picture, choose the background that they want, whether it be dairy and livestock, cash crop, pro work tools, and then even insert their own copy so that it looks like it's an advertisement similar to what we do with the smart stories. but they're featured as the smart story.
Yes, so I saw some leadership from New Holland getting their photos taken this morning, so it was kind of interesting to see that you get the involvement from what we call the global side out here at the show, right side by side with their customers.
Absolutely, and it just really, again, goes back to our true essence of our brand and just being close to our customers, being authentic, passionate about what they do. And that goes all the way up to our senior leadership. And so they came to the Farm Progress Show to learn, you know, from customers and to talk to customers about, you know, just what's going on, what's happening in the industry right now. You know, as everybody's watching the commodity prices, I mean, on the other hand, yields are going to be pretty good this year. And on the dairy and livestock side, you know, cattle prices and milk prices are still strong. So there's still lots of opportunity to marketplace, and I think our senior leadership really wanted to understand that to a better degree so that we can help customers prepare for the future.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mark. We need to get to some of that interaction with the customers here at New Holland's Club Blue, we call it, and here from the Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.